Autonomous Pilot.
And now you understand why I must hide in the shadows and continue to pick at my face while no one's watching. I guess I'll play a song on the organ and creep everyone out then. Leave box 5 empty. I've got all my shit in there, right? Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that we're aware of that asks the question, can we add Arnie to a movie? And the answer, hopefully, is always yes.
Imagine if we weren't aware that there's another podcast out there that's also adding Arnie to movies.
Look, I'm going to be honest, I did steal this.
Oh, no.
I did. I have to come clean. This guy, he was a lovely guy. He said, I got this idea for a podcast where I try and add myself to movies. And I'm like, okay.
Add myself?
Yeah. And then I said, oh, I don't know. You're pretty famous for your movie repertoire. And he said, yeah, but I think it'd be a pretty cool idea, like me getting forced into other movies. Because, you know, I've got a stereotypical action kind of thing behind me. But can you imagine if I was in like all sorts of things like comedies and musicals? And I said, look, Arnold, I don't know if that's going to really work.
Arnie Palmer?
Yeah, it was Arnie Palmer, and he let me have the podcast concept. Well, I took it from him, so, and I'm okay with it.
Great.
Yeah, so in case you're new here, Arnold Schwarzenegger, we try to add him to any movie. So far, we've got a 100% strike rate.
We have a fantastic catalogue of episodes as well that
absolutely.
You should definitely listen back to.
But this might not be the one for everyone. Today, we are doing Phantom of the Opera. I direct your attention to Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
33%.
That's terrible.
Audience score, 84%.
Okay, so it's popular with the audience, terribly panned by critics.
Correct. Now, I am part of that audience because I do adore this movie. I adore musicals. Phantom of the Opera is one of my favorites. So I was very happy to do this movie today.
Me, on the other hand, was not happy. I am not a musical guy.
Yep.
And I really found it a chore to watch.
Yeah,
Phantom of the Opera in its entirety.
But that's good because sometimes, as we've said before, the movies that are terrible for us are the easier ones to add Arnie to.
True. That is true. And I think I need to clarify, like, I don't necessarily hate the movie.
Or love.
Or love the movie.
No, I mean, you don't hate love.
No, absolutely. No, I love love.
You love love. You said it all the time. No one's denying it. Why does everyone keep writing on our Facebook page that he hates love?
I don't know why. People keep saying I hate love, but I love love.
He loves love. Guys, can we just drop it, for God's sakes?
I don't want to make this a thing.
Should we read the synopsis?
Yes.
If you'd love to. Which he does love, by the way, everyone. Can we please drop it? Don't make it be a thing.
Okay. The 2004 adaptation of The Phantom of the Opera, directed by Joel Schumacher, who I believe...
Batman Forever?
Was Batman Forever.
Wow, okay.
Not related to Michael Schumacher, the Formula One world champion who knocked his head on a rock.
Was it on a rock? I think it was skiing, and then
skiing, and then he fell over and hit a rock, and apparently...
That sucks.
I don't want to spread rumors, but there was a GoPro involved, and apparently it made it worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sad now.
Is it because you're thinking about Michael Schumacher skiing?
I really am. Yeah, and okay. The GoPro killing him.
Well, he's not dead. He's fine.
Were they going to pull the plug on him?
No, they're not.
Then what petition did I sign? Okay. I'm so confused.
Anyway, Phantom of the Opera, it tells the haunting tale.
Oh, not of Michael Schumacher.
The Phantom of the Opera is the haunting tale that unfolds in the grandeur of the Paris Opera House.
Yes.
Obsessed with the talented soprano Christine, the disfigured Phantom lurks in the shadows, manipulating events to bring her to stardom.
He really does try.
As their forbidden romance blossoms, it sparks a deadly rivalry with Raoul Rule.
Raoul.
Is it Raoul?
It's Raoul.
Raoul.
Yeah.
Christine's childhood friend and suitor.
Mm.
Amidst opulent sets and mesmerizing music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, no less.
Yeah.
The Phantom's tragic past is revealed, weaving a captivating story of love, jealousy, and redemption in this visually stunning and emotionally resonant musical masterpiece.
Talk through some of the big names in it. Minnie Driver's in it. Gerard Butler.
Does she drive a Minnie in real life?
Oh, God, you'd hope so. Emmy Rossum.
Emmy Rossum, who I'm not overly familiar with her work, but...
She was great in this.
I believe my wife said she has a fantastic role in Shameless, the TV show.
Okay, cool.
Patrick Wilson as well as Raoul.
Yeah, handsome dude, not going to lie.
Love Patrick Wilson in Fargo Season 2.
Well, there you go. So plenty of reasons why you should be enjoying it. Alas, you didn't, so that's okay. That's just the addition of Arnie's going to make it a whole lot better, baby. Before we go any further, but we should probably take a look at our little wheel.
The character wheel.
These are the suggestions from you about a random character that should somehow appear in this episode in one of the scenes.
And you can actually submit suggestions to us.
Yeah.
You can just jump on the Can We Add Arnie Instagram,
well,
Facebook.
When you're not being too busy criticizing Corey for his lack of love.
Yeah,
feel free to throw us a suggestion of a character.
Tone down the love hate.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying to you, I'm noticing. That's what I'm noticing.
I know I love love.
Well,
and
you
I
keep
love
saying it.
The suggestions from our audience as well.
Does he, but? I don't know. We'll never know.
So I'm going to spin the wheel.
Please do.
And we're going to land on a character, Mickey Mouse, who's worried about Netflix.
Of course he is. Sounds like something you'd worry about. All right. Okay. Well, I look forward to his random appearance in it. Fans of the Opera, before we even think of replacing any major characters, Arnie, to put him in here, I love the idea. There's a part in this quite famous where the Phantom, in his hauntingly ghostly kind of way, is like, leave box 5 empty for me. And you know how creepy he comes from the thing. Who's cleaning the theater when everyone leaves? You don't see that person introducing Arnie. And he's cleaning with his new friend, Sam, as they're going through the theater. Oh, my God. What a beautiful show that was tonight. So many beautiful feathers everywhere and the beautiful art. It makes me really appreciate the opera.
It sure was, Arnie. It's me, Sam. Samuel.
Yes.
French. I'm assuming I'm another created character.
Yes.
Or am I real?
No, you are completely out of nowhere.
Great. This is good.
Yeah. You got this job because your good friend Mickey recommended you to have this job.
Mickey, I do. He's
we don't
a good
need to talk about him. It's fine. For now, we clean the theater.
Oh, it's a very dirty theater.
Now, I've already done the downstairs area.
What do you mean downstairs?
But the big theater, I cleaned up all this area by the seats, but someone needs to clean box 5.
But you said downstairs.
Oh, no, look.
You mean
not a basement. I don't believe in those, all right?
Okay, I just
want... leave it.
Okay, I leave it.
I'm at the ground level.
Okay, so
I'm in downstairs to where I am now. I'm on the upper level.
We.
I've cleaned this theater my whole life.
So you say we need to clean a box 5?
Yes.
Okay.
Now here's the best part about cleaning box 5. No one's ever there. It's always empty.
So it's going to be, easy clean.
It normally should be, but you do occasionally find rogue things in there.
What do you
just
mean
a
by
warning?
What do you mean by rogue?
Well, the Phantom, if you believe in this sort of thing.
Do you mean the Phantom, the mid 1930s to 1950s
in
cartoon?
The purple jumpsuit?
In the purple jumpsuit,
yeah.
The Phantom?
No, not him.
Okay.
The other one.
I'm unfamiliar with this Phantom.
Yeah, good. You need to be careful with this guy. There's an expression that goes around here. Madame Judy talks about it. Keep your hand at the level of your eye. And that's in case he tries to hang you with his noose. He protects you. So whenever you go into box 5 and you go to clean the box, be careful, okay? And it just so happens that it's time for my break. So just clean it. I'll leave you to it, okay?
Okay.
Anything weird, just let me know. It should be fine.
Okay, well, I'm gone now. Okay. I'm going to box 5.
No, the bloody apprentice. Oh, my God.
Where do I plug in my vacuum? Oh, that's right. This is the 1800s.
How you going up there?
Very good.
Is it clean?
Just doing a last little sweep.
You haven't found anything weird in there by any chance?
I'm just having a look now. Let me see. There's a cape.
A what? A cape.
Yeah, a cape.
What
not a
cape. What color
cap
is it? If it's red, that's mine.
It's a red cape.
Oh, that's mine then.
Okay, so I found a cap and
okay,
a cape.
But nothing else weird up there? Last time it was a human head that we found in there.
I'm just putting the UV light on.
Oh, don't do that. It's going to be horrible.
Was someone painting in here? Like a white paint?
How dare you?
What was that?
I am the Phantom of the Opera, and I have always commanded that you leave box 5 free.
I know you said that. But my name is Samuel. I am the cleaner, and my Austrian boss, he said I need to come up here and I need to clean.
I like things a particular way. Where is my cap?
I see you looking to break into some kind of song.
Not yet.
Okay, I must have misread the room.
I only do that with my enemies and my lovers. And which one are you, Sam?
Well, I guess I'm probably, I guess in a way, the enemy because I'm cleaning your box. And so the cap that you wanted, I was putting in the last and found.
Leave the cap and leave the box, Sam.
And what about this box set?
What? Which box set is that?
This box set, DVD series of the Disney Princess Classics.
Oh, no, leave that.
You want me to leave that?
You leave that.
Okay, so I'll leave the cap.
Yes.
I'll leave the box set.
No.
I'll leave. You want the cape?
No, I have. Yeah, I'll leave it.
Well,
it's
the
red cape because I think that's his downstairs. I should leave that.
Okay, I'll take. Okay.
I don't want to take anything that's not mine. I'm not a monster.
Okay, so.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
I've just got this rope here, and I just thought, get it out of here! No. His hand was at the level of his eyes, the one thing that can defeat me. Sam, consider this a warning.
Okay, well, I'm going to go now, because I do not appreciate getting...
It was nothing.
Trying to get hung.
Maybe leave the rope.
I'll leave the rope. I'll leave everything. You know what?
Leave the cap.
I'm going to leave it all as I climb back down these stairs and walk back down. Huh. That was box two. Not box five. I'm a little confused. Where is my boss?
Oh my god. I forgot to tell him that box two is also filled with another murderous spirit. That one is more of a dick, but loves collecting things. I really should have warned him. Oh well. Here's a come, here's a go.
And those two guys get fired very quickly by the new owners that come into the theater, by the way.
They're very bad at their jobs.
Very bad at their jobs. They're like ruining boxes as we speak and have weird collections of things. So obviously there's a story around Christine and Phantom and their love story, and Raoul's in there as well. You said to me prior to this whole thing that you don't side with the Phantom.
Yeah. So after watching it, I was like, this Phantom, he's a villain.
Yeah.
He kills a stagehand.
Nearly killed Sam.
Nearly killed Sam.
Yeah.
Poor Sam.
Yeah. He survived.
He survived, but he's unemployed. So
yeah, that's
killed
true.
His livelihood.
That's very true, actually.
He then obviously several times tries to kill Raoul.
Yeah, but I like that. I like a tough message, you know what I mean?
He kidnaps a girl and takes her to his underground lair.
I do like the idea of Arnie.
I don't get how he's... like a good guy, and people side with the Phantom. I
think it's because he's ugly. And they feel sorry for him, you know? And he just wants to love her. Yeah, I'll admit, when you read the description about, and I'm just going to read back the quote that you said, obsessed with a talented soprano, Christine, the disfigured Phantom lurks in the shadows, manipulating events to bring her to stardom. Yeah, there's a Harvey Weinstein feel to that. I'm not going to lie with you. Where he's sitting there going, I'm going to make you famous, kid.
Come to my lair and sit on this casting couch. Yeah.
throne made of candles. I mean, I don't know. And it does, when you put it in that light, it does have a little bit of a weirdness to it. However, I do like the idea of Arnie being Phantom of the Opera. I'm going straight to the big one, baby.
You're going big dog.
I'm going big one because there's so many pivotal scenes. So Arnie as Phantom of the Opera, and of course that opening scene that we get introduced really to the concept of Phantom of the Opera. She's looking in the mirror, and then all of a sudden, brava. Brava, bravissima.
Oh, where's the noise coming from?
I am your angel of music.
Oh, what a voice.
Come to me, angel of music. I am your angel of music.
Okay, well,
Come to me, angel of music.
Oh, he's
Electric guitar man. Bing, ding, 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 ding. Now, organ, come in. I got the whole band behind me here. Hey, Christine, it's me, Phantom. How you doing?
Hi, hello.
You remember this whole time how you thought it was the ghost of your dead dad teaching you how to sing?
That was quite manipulative.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, it was you?
With my beautiful voice. I taught you how to hit the high notes. And now I must insist that Christine, you sing for me!
Oh, the Phantom of the Earth.
opera. You know what? Quick swap. Let's swap it. Let's swap it. Swap it. Swap it.
Sing for me.
Now terrified.
Take your shoes off.
What?
I mean, don't do that.
Shoes are off. Mr. Phantom.
Now do spin. Spin. Oh, Christine. Christine. Christine.
You know, I really hate how much this has got a Harvey Weinstein feel to it now. I feel like you've ruined my favorite movie. And all you read, all you did was read the synopsis. Oh, God. He is the bad guy. But we can agree Roel's a dick, right?
Oh, so we're ending that scene, are we?
Oh, I'm well and truly ending that scene. But Roel, we can agree he's a bit of a dick, right?
I thought Roel was the good guy.
He is, but he's so clean and proper. And he's like, oh, we used to be in the lake house when we were kids. And
well,
it's
that's
you
what
and me.
She needs.
She doesn't need that. She needs some gritty
she
phantom
needs
nonsense.
A level-headed man as good-looking as Patrick Wilson.
I don't love Roel. I don't love him. And I don't care what role he's trying to play. Like, when he's really trying to, like, talk to the owners and, like, trying to get her involved, and he's all like, oh, I'm Schmoozy Roel.
Well, then why don't
we
play it out?
Yep.
Because we haven't inserted Arnie as one of the owners yet.
We haven't. And he would be perfect for that, actually.
He'd be a great owner.
Because they're from, like, Australia at one random point or something. Austria. We've done this before. It's not hard.
I will play Roel.
Okay, that makes sense.
As Patrick Wilson from Fargo with a North Minnesota accent.
Perfect.
Unless I should be a proper British gentleman. Was he British? Well, he's French, technically. They're
all French.
God.
Wait till we do Les Mis.
Oh, no. Yeah, hi, it's me, Raul.
Hey, welcome to my theater.
It's good to be here.
Me and my friend owner who's just over there, we have bought this theater and we need to make money. And let me tell you right now, we've got a woman called Carlotta and she is an absolute star.
Okay, so now I do apologize. I am from North Minnesota, so I'm a little bit new to what it means to be in France. But I'm doing my best.
You really are doing your best. I can hear that very well. I think you're doing a superior job.
So
I think a lot of people thought when you said Minnesota, they were like, well, how's this gonna go? And they are surprisingly delighted, probably. They're probably not loving it, but they're probably not as disappointed as they might expect to have been.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. So
I mean, if you were from Minnesota right now, you'd probably be like, that's a bit much. But anywhere else, you're like, that's pretty what
so
it sounds like.
You're telling me that you're selling these boxes over here.
Yeah, well, with options.
So now this
we
one.
We sell t-shirts as well.
Okay.
Then we can throw one in if you buy a box.
So
Seats four.
Okay, well, how about this box number five? I think five might be a way to go.
Can I talk to my friend very quickly?
Who's your friend?
Just one moment over here.
Okay.
Hey, Mickey Mouse, get over here.
Oh, boy, what can I do for you, friend?
Now, look. Raul's over here, gorgeous man, weird accent. Now, Mickey, he wants to buy one of the boxes.
Well, that's great news. We need investors. You know, I'm scared about Netflix coming along and stealing my subscriptions to Disney Plus. Oh, boy.
Oh, Mickey, I don't understand the word you just said then. So funny of you. Now he wants to buy a box.
Well, I'll sell him one, fool.
Oh, you
one,
betcha. Well,
two,
that's really good news.
Have all been sold. Number two had some weird shit going on, but I got some guys to deal with it.
Okay.
Number four, that's my box. I like to sit in the box with my friend Mickey.
No, you betcha. That's okay. So how about number one?
Number one. Number five is the one you wanted, right?
Number five? Yeah, we'll go number five.
Now look, between you and me.
Yeah.
Normally, we can't sell box five. When I bought this place, they said there was an evil spirit. But I've been here 2.5 hours and I haven't seen anything.
Now, how much would I have to pay for this box five?
About 74,000. Well, what's a French currency?
Francs. We
74,000 American dollars. I don't want your French shit.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to, I'll wire some of my family back in Fargo, Minnesota, yep. Which is where I'm from.
Well, of course, the American dollar.
And that's from Fargo, season two, Fargo, Minnesota.
I don't really understand the words that are coming out of your mouth right now.
Well, that's okay. It'll make sense if you've seen it later.
I hate it when people generalize accents.
So anyway.
Make sure you ask for an extra bit.
Okay. Hey, I've got this handled, all right? Deal with Walt. for God's sakes.
So cold.
Hey, go back to your chamber. Damn it, Mickey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'll be over here then, learning my lesson.
God, dude, can I deal with this guy?
So anyway, I'll take the box and I'll deal with the Phantom Man myself.
Yeah, of course, of course. All right, wait, what?
I said.
Ignorant world is brave, no Russian standing in my
dreams. Oh my gosh, it's him! It's the Phantom! You look what you did! You called him into existence.
I am the Phantom something.
And he does this a lot. He sings. He's instead
I've
of talking,
I've got to be honest with you, pal. He mainly is just a singer. That's all he does. He just sings. He doesn't actually do anything.
Okay, between the Phantom and Mickey and the Fargo guy, I'm finding this really hard to kind of keep track of how we're going to really wrap this.
You just got to focus over there. That's right, Walt, isn't it?
Oh, God. Everything's so cold.
Mickey, I thought I told you to put him in the freezer again.
Okay,
get rid of him.
Off I go. Come on, Walt, let's go.
Oh, God.
Are we even going to get this deal done? I really need to get this deal. I've wired the money from Minnesota. It's here.
I'm the Phantom.
Yes, we know.
I don't feel like singing right now.
Anyway, I don't really want to talk.
Why won't you make eye contact with half of my face?
Well, see, yeah, that's the problem. I wanted to talk about half your face. I'm kind of curious about how you got your face just so disfigured.
That's a bit personal.
Okay, well, how about I get the owner to ask
it's
you.
It's bad acne.
Okay, so it's bad acne. You got your answer, you're happy?
But I'm really sensitive about it.
Okay, well, let's just pause the deal for a second and we can just drill down a little bit on your acne. It's okay. When I was on steroids, because I was lifting weights, because I don't only just own theaters.
Yeah,
I got some back knee, some bad back acne.
I wish for a back knee. I wish for it. I dream of it. I sing about back knee. Oh, back knee. I dream of back knee. But instead, it all decided to go on the left side of my face.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Oh, it is.
So I'm thinking, what if we take the mask off, we have a look at it?
Well, you can have a look if you want to see. It's quite, I think it's actually healed quite a lot if you want to have a look. Here you go. Look at that.
Healed is such a, healed is a broad word. It's a very, very broad
it's
word.
It's stuck a little bit. One second.
Yeah. It looks like it's stuck on some pus.
Yeah, that's a juicy one. You'll save that one for later.
Oh, God.
Not for me. Phantom time, we call that.
Hello, it's me, Sam again. Yes, I see where all that grossness on box 5 came from.
No, that was semen.
Oh, okay.
I love masturbating while watching this stuff. Off you go, Sam. We're trying to make a deal over here.
Okay, you later.
I might put my mask back on right now. It'd probably heal if I stopped picking at it.
You've been picking at it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, how about I hook you up with a dermatologist?
Okay.
I know a really great dermatologist.
I think it looks all right, actually.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and open this door.
Yeah.
And let in a dermatologist.
Okay. Well, I came here to make a sale, gentlemen. And instead, you've attacked my character, but mainly my ugly face. And now you understand why I must hide in the shadows and continue to pick at my face while no one's watching. I guess I'll play a song on the organ and creep everyone out then. Leave box 5 empty. I've got all my shit in there, right? I got it the way I like it, okay? Raul, find yourself a new box. No one likes you. No, I don't understand your accent.
Squeaky squat open.
What was that? Like, legitimately. I think there's a weird endangered bird that just entered the room. I'll take care of him. I love killing birds. I'm a little demented on behalf of the acne face.
Sorry, that was, I think that was, yeah, like you said, it was a little bird that wandered in, but behind it was a dermatologist.
Oh. Hello, dermatologist. It is I, the Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, hello. It's me, the dermatologist. I'm just here to, I was invited by, obviously, Raul here, and also the theater owner.
Yes. You get around quick.
we understand that you've got some kind of facial disfigurement.
I wouldn't say that.
It was described as horrifying.
What are you, my mother? Who I killed, by the way.
Okay, well...
Just want to let you know that.
We'll note down the killing for later. It's once described as... off-putting to girls.
But not all girls. Christine likes me a little bit.
Only one side of you. And then it's also finally been described as bully bait in the schoolyard.
Bully bait?
So I think what we'll do is we'll start you on a round of Roaccutane. And what they'll do is that'll end up clearing up most of your facial acne. And then you won't have to wear the mask anymore. And it'll probably be a six-month kind of stint. I'll write you a script for it now.
6 months.
I mean, it'll...
I do plan on burning this theater down and killing everyone. And
okay, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, only when you say it out loud.
Look, I'm going to write... There's your script.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of here.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
I've got a lot to think about.
A phantom. We obviously all care for your welfare, but we can't have you living here anymore.
It's the face, isn't it?
It's the face.
Yeah, okay.
It's the hangings.
Oh, yeah.
It's all that you do, really.
Yeah.
You do a lot of bad things.
I haunt a lot as well, and I do sneak around all the girls. And
you know what? Maybe it's just best we go separate ways, just like a clear cut. You move out.
That's not going to work for me.
Like, it's either that or we get the cops involved.
Not the cops. Oh, great. I'm having a bad day, guys. You know, like, I didn't kill Sam. He's over there arrogantly still alive.
Oh, my phantom.
Get out of here, Sam.
I still want your cap.
Christine, I got to be honest. She thinks I'm her dad as a ghost.
I just don't like you.
Yeah, she's giving me the shits. I'm not a fan of her right now. Still great voice, but cannot say that enough. We got the main stars over here. They're criticizing the music I create. I don't like them.
I just think you suck.
I just really don't like them. We got the theater owner over here. He's dealing with Mickey Mouse. I don't know what the hell's going over there.
Just leave us alone, Walt. We're just trying to put you back in the freezer. Oh, boy.
Put him back in. What are you doing?
I don't want to go back in.
Come on, get in there. Cringe.
I'm having a bad day.
Oh, yeah, well, the door just worked now. And when they knock on the door, it's the cops.
Oh, shit.
Hello, it's me, Columbo. I understand you're having a bad day, but we've had some reports that there's a bit of a vagabond been living in your ceiling. He's been murdering. And
what else have you got in that paper? There's something else in that paper. I can see it in your eye. It's reflecting off your glass eye. What is it?
Raping.
I
don't really want to say this, but we're going to have to take you downtown to Paris CID. You have the right to remain silent.
Okay.
Do you have a real name? It says here that you're called the Phantom.
Yeah, I go by The Phantom. First name, The. Second name, Phantom.
I'm kind of looking for like a Christian name, a given name.
I don't know. Fant, maybe, for short.
I'm just going to write down...
Tom. Phantom. Let's go with Tom. Is that okay?
All right, I'm going to put you down as Tom.
Okay, cool. Tom of the Opera.
Look, Tom.
Of the Opera.
Tom. All right, Tom of the Opera, we're going to have to take you downtown.
Okay.
We're going to probably keep you for a bit. If you got a lawyer, you might want to get a lawyer.
No, I got a dermatologist. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Can We Add Arnie to the Phantom of the Opera?
I don't think there's any more scenes to really add him in. I got to be honest, I don't think we did the movie justice.
You know what? Watch the movie for yourself. Get an idea for
Arnie
it.
As Phantom works. Arnie as Raoul works. I think it's perfectly fine. I wouldn't mind him as the big fat Italian guy.
Alan, I think we've buried this movie enough. We can't do it anymore.
You're right. Mission accomplished.
Thanks for listening.
I've never ended the podcast sad before.
Yet, here we are.
One of the most random episodes of Can We Add Arnie yet. If you liked it, why? But also, feel free to follow and subscribe. And once again, please stop telling Corey that he doesn't love.
Bon voyage.
Don't bring the French into this again.
Oh, the country of love.
As if you believe in that.